listening to the best of Grease. It's the Grease Band Show. Speeding our way to another glorious weekend. Oh, man. Just to stretch out, relax.
Mm-hmm.
All right, calls are coming in about this. I don't want to make a whole deal of it, a Star Trek deal, but, you know, I guess if I run my yap, I got to take the alternate side of the street on it. 8888 Grease is my number. Hi.
Hey, how you doing, Grease?
I'm very well, sir.
And good for you. Got a question for you about male pattern baldness.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. It's the latter portion of the 20th century, and I'm seeing commercials all over the place for Rogaine.
Yes.
Cure your baldness in most cases. If this is the case, why is Jean-Luc Picard bald in the 24th century?
You
if
think
we can cure it now, why does he choose to be bald?
In the 24th century, you
because
think...
Because it's sexy.
No, I think it's...
Because we like it.
Okay.
I mean, some guys look good bald-headed, no problem, but I think if you had your choice of being bald-headed, have a thick, full mane of hair, which makes you look an instantly 20 years younger. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
I guess.
I guess. It escapes me.
Why?
I don't get all the obsession with hair. I say if you're going bald, go bald. I love it.
Yeah. Well, you think about Yul Brynner, you know, Mr. King and I. He was cool, he was bald, but, you know, it's the 24th century, for crying out loud. This show came out, nobody took him seriously. And now this is Jean-Luc Picard of the Starship Enterprise, and I'm going to kick some butt in an intellectual way. He's got no choice, he's got no hair.
That's it.
Take him seriously.
Right. I mean, you'd think in the 24th century he'd have a full head of hair, deep flowing manes. Huh?
Hey, look at Kirk. Kirk had hair, still has hair. It's probably a toupee, but, you know, he's out there saying, Mr. Spock, it's time to kick some butt. And, you know, Picard's like, I don't want to fight you. I want to just talk about this. Can't we just talk about it?
Yeah. I think that's an interesting point, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, right. All y'all sit there and argue with the box office, okay?
No, there's no problem with it. I mean, if you like it, you like it. I mean,
it's
there's a lot of
great.
Movies. A lot of movies I like, people don't like. That's why, you know, America's a great place.
It's just escapism.
That's
no,
all it
we
is.
We don't believe it to be real. It's just entertainment.
But let me tell you something. There's nothing I like better than to get a French baguette. Find a little out-of-the-way neighborhood. You know, a little sidewalk cafe.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
You sit there with a pack of English ovals and a underdone egg and your French baguette, and then it's off to the theater after a couple of shots of grappa. I'm telling you, Marcy.
I know.
You just not,
I like that, too.
You just not, you got to find these artsy films. And then you get in there and just go with it. You know, you take yourself to a foreign place. See people from other walks of life.
You rent them at home, too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You rent foreign films?
I have foreign films at home. I have foreign films on the good ship Grease, as a matter of fact. Yeah. You know, you get tired of seeing the same old stuff.
Yeah.
So I put these foreign films on. I'll say, Martinez! Find us an unoccupied cove, and I'll listen to the sound of bloody blood, 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 I should let him idle us out of the marina. The second we pass that breakwater, it's like, yeah! Whoa, deadly! Yeah, listen to that fuel being sucked. Listen to it raping the environment. Yeah, there's just something about it, man. That's my spaceship. Well, I had the dubious honor last year at the Marina Del Rey Christmas Parade of Lights. As if I, seeing as I had 57 feet of sleek fiberglass, would lead the Christmas parade. Imagine my shock and horror when I found out it was a parade of sailboats. So I held a cocktail party on board prior to leaving because I wanted to see the maggots that I'd be leading around the marina.
these maggots with boat names like Windsong, Osprey, Bottom Line, The Office, My Gal, Sailboat Maggots! Because I wanted to see their faces in life so I can remember them in death. Because what they didn't realize was that Christmas tree that they were eyeing on the back deck of the Good Ship Grace was actually a camouflage Tomahawk missile. Fake branches sticking out of it. And as they stood there admiring my menorah, little did I know that I had little mini rockets where the candle should have been in that menorah. And as we idled out, and everybody's like, oh, look at the parade of lights. I said, are you ready, Martinez? He said, ready, sir. I said, activate the Tomahawk missile. He said, 5 seconds to launch. I said, roger, 5 seconds to launch. And as everybody stood on the deck of their stinking sailboat, that Tomahawk lifted off my deck. Went up in the air, everybody's like, oh. And then it turned around and came back down and headed for the biggest sailboat in the bunch. And then one by one, the rockets of the menorah started going off. And I was like, wow, next thing you know, they're headed out in. Look out! Behind me, and every stinking sailboat was in flames! In flames! I took a final draw on my camel, and I flicked it into the glowing mass of destruction. I said, well, Martinez, looks like we won't have any trouble finding the slip to pull into when we get back. He said, you're right about that, sir.
Guilt?
Did I feel any guilt? Well, maybe a little bit. When I saw the head of the Giuseppe Fireworks Company being led away in handcuffs, a little bit. Grease. Nino Grease Vanelli at your cervix. 8888 Grease is my number. We'll be right back.